This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Limits, I'm having one of the most incredible lunches I've ever had at the Fan. I'm telling you that right now. It's Tim's Corner Market in Beachview. I'm eating a turkey sandwich that has something in it, some secret ingredient that's making me want to have five more. I mean, this thing is incredible. So a turkey sandwich. There's also a beautiful pasta salad out there. I'm having that with a bag of potato chips and a nice Diet Dr. Pepper. And I have to tell you, I haven't enjoyed a meal like this in a long time.
Yeah, very good meal. I had an Italian sub. Very good. But my favorite, I love pepperoni rolls, pepperoni bread. And I've had a couple of pieces already, and I already want to go back for more. Really good.
I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm going to have two of these things from Tim's Corner Market.
I'm probably going to have more pepperoni rolls.
Up on Broadway in Beachview. I'm going to go up there so often they're going to call me Broadway Joe. This place is incredible. Limits, your defenders are coming out. Only two of them did. Did we have a dispute at the beginning of the show? I don't even remember.
No, I don't feel like we did.
I don't feel like we did either.
Maybe they thought bringing up the Baldwin loss was something that, you know, sparked a nerve with me. But no, I don't feel like that we've had any dissension in the ranks.
Everybody that you know good-naturedly brought up the Baldwin loss last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Pony tweeted you. Ben tweeted you. I texted you. Everybody did.
It's that meme. It's when I posted after Penn State lost and I flew down to Miami for the game. When it's your birthday and you get like two text messages notifications when your favorite team loses and you have like 50.
Right.
That's what it was last
night.
Yeah,
I got the same ones when the Bills lost. That's what happens. That's called give and take from people who actually communicate to each other in person and are friends as you and I are. But the people who tweeted me that are actually insulting you, thinking that if something did happen that you need to be stood up for, that's one. Two, they're the type that if you go back at them, and this has happened in my columns over the years too, where someone will, it just happened 2 weeks ago with that guy who baited me. And then when I go back at him, he becomes a baby. Well, I've made up with Tony, but him too. Where they'll come at you. And then if you go back at them with equal intensity, they'll tell on you to the boss or something like that. So that's the worst kind. It's like if I wanted to say to you, if I said to you what I wanted to say, then you'd go tattle on the boss, you know? So it's just not worth it. It really isn't. People have no idea what other people's relationships are, what it's like in the work environment, or anything like that. And you and I, as a matter of fact, are going on a field trip, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Where are we going?
I don't know. I thought you were broaching that with me. I thought you had an idea or a place for us to go.
I wanted to go to Beaver tonight. We go to the Brighton hot dog shop, and then we go watch a nice high school basketball game. But you want to support the Baldwin girls. I understand that.
I do. They had a really big win against Char Valley last week, so I want to make sure. And I wasn't able to go to that one, so I'd like to make it out for this game.
Meanwhile, these idiots tweeting me also probably didn't read Emma Powell's story from Baldwin from the
Perbolite.
The Perbolite.
And I think that story is either coming out today or tomorrow.
Yeah, and then maybe we can retweet it so people can read a feature story on City Limits about how he talks, how I vouched for him for this job, and about Lanny Fritteri, Gormie the Owl, lots of people talking about the rise of City Limits.
I got a text last night from Pony. You didn't include me in your story? And I said, I did, Pony. You're in there. I know you're in there. I just haven't seen it yet.
Is he quoted in the story?
No, he's not quoted in the story, but he's like, you didn't mention me in the story? I know I mentioned Pony. He's in there somewhere.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
No?
No. Maybe she mentioned him as an inspiration. I think you may have him and Mueller.
I had a quote about him and Mueller, yeah.
I believe that's in there.
Just like you and Pompiani I had in there.
Yes. Now, we've been very inspirational to you. Right?
Hell yeah. Very much so.
Thank you, Limits. I appreciate that.
Thank you for your immense kindness on this troubling day.
This troubling day.
I will say this, though.
I know it's troubling, but well, because, in the end, I mean...
And it's more so because I went, and I'm sorry to cut you off, because I went there, I've known the families for years, and that's what just sucks, because, you know...
Especially the seniors.
Yeah, and I mean, their senior class this year, I mean... Second leading scorer all time in school history is on this team, and Nate Wessling, and you know, really good players that just play for each other and played a really fast, good brand of basketball. So that's what really sucks, like seeing what happens for them and that they're not going to be able to play again, and just the families, the relationships that you build.
Yeah, but the good news is, then they break a decades long section title drought.
How about 39 years?
There you go. So yeah, an upset loss stinks, but. There's going to be a banner in your gymnasium, so they're forever going to be tied to that accomplishment.
That's right. So
that's a beautiful thing.
Hopefully it doesn't become, you know, all is completely just forgotten about because of how it ended, but it hopefully won't become that. I know for some people it will, but 2025 will still live on the banner.
Let's talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk about Rob Manfred. By the way, before we get into the payroll stuff, apparently at various spring training sites this year, there's going to be robot umps. Are you in favor of that? I am.
I am too, because there are just some outlandish calls that are made on like a pitch outside on a 3-2 count, and it just sounds like seems like a makeup call. So yeah, I'm for it. As long as they don't overuse it like replay in the NFL.
Well, wait, isn't it just going to be that's who calls the game? The robot? Like an ump will have maybe a handheld device and the thing tells him strike or ball?
So what they do in the minors is it's either three or five. You get a challenge. So you can challenge like three, four, or five pitches. Oh. I don't remember the exact number. Like if you think that it's a ball, or if you're the pitcher and you think it's a strike, and you think that, you know, it's like dead obvious that you should get the call, you can basically like signal to the umpire, challenge, and then they immediately pull it up on like the big board or the broadcast, and they show ball or strike, and then it's announced.
I don't like that. That's going to lead to unnecessary controversy and all this crap. If you're going to go with a robot ump, then let the robot ump call balls and strikes and have it be unchallengeable like a hit on the line in tennis, right?
Well, I think they're just trying not to take complete human error out of the game with, you know, how baseball is traditionalist.
Sure,
for but 150 years.
I'm just talking balls and strikes. You're still going to have human error in the game. You may have some replay, but they're still going to miss some too. But I thought they were going to robots to actually call balls and strikes. I guess I'm wrong.
No, that might be the case. I didn't see the specific report that you're talking about. I was just going off of what they did previously in the minor leagues to basically prepare for this. Prepare for the institution of automatic balls and strikes is basically the name they're dubbing it.
Very interesting. All right. Well, here's Rob Manfred. And here's a headline, one of many I saw across the internet after he spoke at a media event in Phoenix yesterday. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred shockingly defends the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, wait a second. What's so shocking about this? Their payroll, and it seems like everybody has different payroll numbers, is approaching $400 million, according to SpotRack. They have one player in Shohei whose salary for this year equals the entire Pirates payroll or comes close. And I know Shohei is deferring $68 million of his $70 million salary, but the point stands. He has a $70 million salary. So Manfred says, listen, they're playing within the rules. They're doing what the system currently allows, and I think it's great for the game. What should he do? Rip them? If I was operating within Major League Baseball system and I had the money, I would do the same thing. And man, if I were a fan, I would be cheering from the rooftops for this guy. Why is it shocking that he would defend them? And why shouldn't he defend them? If you want to complain about something or rip something, rip the system that the players, by the way, signed off on the last collective bargaining agreement. Rip the system. Well, of course the players did. I should say the owners signed off on this system the last time around. Of course the players did. They want all the money possible. Everybody signed off on this. The Dodgers are playing by the rules. They don't deserve an ounce of criticism, in my opinion. There's cause for other criticism, perhaps, but not them. Do you agree?
You and I differ on the belief as if the system is broken or not, but I do find it fascinating that people would question Rob Manfred. Like, I have a lot of doubts and concerns about Rob Manfred. He's done some good things for the game. But why would you expect him to not defend the Dodgers, who are making so much money in a big market, just coming off of winning a World Series where the ratings for baseball are good right now, partially because of the Dodgers? Like, what would that do? What would that incentivize for Rob Manfred to just call out the Dodgers, the proven child right now, the chosen one, because the Yankees, even though they made it to the World Series, aren't what they've been in the past? Like,
what's the ground? What would be the grounds, even like if you were going to take that side, what would be the grounds for calling out the Dodgers?
Deferred money. Deferring all this money further on down the road.
Is that allowed?
It is.
Okay.
Within the current rules.
Then as far as I'm concerned, end of story. To me, the team and teams that are far more culpable in this payroll disparity farce are the ones at the bottom end of the scale who refuse to try and win. Guess which one I'm talking about in particular.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment.
Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So please don't tell me about the top end. If Rob Manfred had grounds to criticize anybody, it would have been the lower end teams. How in the world are the Pirates going into this season with a lower payroll than last season? Ben Cherington said 4 years ago, "I'm confident payroll will increase over time as we get deeper into our team build." And it has increased. Although when you start from nothing, it's easy to increase it. It has increased each of the last 4 years, still low, I might add, painfully low. Oakland A's practically low. But how is this not the year to pump it up? That's what I don't get. So if I'm going to sit here and bitch and moan about major league payrolls, I'm starting at the bottom because those are the teams I have the problem with, not the ones at the top. In fact, if I were a fan, can you imagine having an owner like Steve Cohen with the Mets? He was telling reporters yesterday that he blew through the payroll budget this offseason. Absolutely blew through it. Somebody said, why? You know what he said, Limits?
What's that?
Because I want a winning team and I want to get the best team I can on the field. What a concept. Now, he's got way more money to spend, but his philosophy applies to the lower end teams too. I want to get the best team I can on the field. I want a winning team. That's how you get the Brewers in a market smaller than Pittsburgh, constantly pushing past $100 million. It can be done. It should be done. It has to be done. It must be done. We were told that something along those lines would happen, that the Pirates would increase when the time was right. Instead, they've decreased. And unless there's a big move left before the season, and I'm sort of doubting that there will be, I feel like this is not what we were told the plan was.
And that's why I think a lot of people want the installation of a salary floor more so even than a cap.
Yeah.
Like a floor would probably be more beneficial to the game and more beneficial with these small market clubs. Like, if there's a floor, that would take the term small market in quotes,
yeah,
somewhat out of the equation. It probably won't ever be unless there's a firm cap and
floor that
everyone
can balance.
I don't
know. What would you put the floor at right now?
$100 million.
Okay. How would that solve anything?
That's still another $20 million that they could spend on. That's Pete Alonso's contract. An impactful bat.
It's one more contract or two for the Pirates, or three maybe. But if the real complaint is, oh my God, look at the Dodgers compared to, forget about the Pirates, look at them compared to the Guardians and Brewers, that doesn't solve that problem. You'd still have the Dodgers spending $400 million at the top and a bunch of teams right at the limit of $100 million. That's still a $300 million difference.
Yeah, and that's why both need to be instituted together. Like, it can't be an either or proposition. I know I talked about how the floor might be more valuable, but it doesn't mean that it can't just be one or the other. And in speaking on that, like, it's the care portion too. Like, how much Steve Cohen and the Dodgers ownership groups, clearly winning is their number one priority. They don't treat their team like it's an asset.
Right. Forget about them, though. Is winning the number one priority for the Brewers, who have a smaller market than Pittsburgh?
I'd say so, yeah.
Me too. And they do. They still have to get rid of guys, too. They've gotten rid of a lot of good players, including this offseason. Adamas was one player.
Got rid of Devin Williams.
Devin Williams was another. But they keep rolling, and they keep trying. Like, they're still well over $100 million. If you're a Brewers fan, you're like, all right, this system sucks. It does, because we lose great players. But at least we're in the game. We're trying. We're winning. And I feel like this offseason, even the smallest gesture would have gone a million miles. You know, if the Pirates had given an inch, it would have been worth a million miles to the fan base. Jock Peterson, a slugger from the left side. In a year where every other Pittsburgh team is either the object of rage or completely off the radar, the Pirates have a chance to seize the city, and they don't have to move mountains. They have to move an anthill. They needed maybe to raise the payroll instead of lower it in this of all years. Jock Peterson for $16 million a year for 2 years. Your payroll's still not at $100 million if you sign Jock Peterson. And I feel like people would be like waving banners off the Clemente Bridge if they did that, figuratively speaking. And instead, we get Adam Frazier and Tommy We Are Family. I mean, are they? It's like I've said many times, it's almost like a spoof where you expect somebody to turn on the lights and say, we're only kidding. Of course, our offseason, we got you. But of course, our offseason wasn't Adam Frazier, Tommy Pham, Andrew McCutchen, and Spencer Horrorist. Of course, it wasn't that. We were only kidding. Now, here's the real players we're bringing back. I mean, it's unbelievable. Not that McCutchen didn't have a good year last year, but you get what I'm saying. Given a choice between McCutchen and Jock Peterson, for example, for $10 million more, you would have a legit slugger in the middle of your lineup. One guy can make that kind of difference in baseball. But no, we're going to have, and I like Joey Bart, but the projections I see, maybe Joey Bart as your cleanup hitter with McCutchen leading off, followed by Gonzalez and Pham. I mean, what are we doing? And you don't have to spend like the Dodgers or the Mets, but you certainly should be spending like the Brewers. And you certainly, based on what you have said in the past, and we have the receipts here, as they say, from Ben Cherington, which basically was him saying, when it's time to win, we will spend. And that isn't what's happening. 412-928-9370. That's 928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Is your rage, if you have it, directed more at the teams at the top of Major League Baseball's payroll scheme or the bottom? Where exactly is it directed? I mean, everybody signed off on this system in the last CBA. The players and the owners. That doesn't leave any other parties who sign off on a CBA. This is what they got. Teams like the Brewers are winning divisions.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.